Media coverage of the National Guard's 132nd Air Wing has emphasized the loss of its 20 planes and the new mission, flying unmanned aircraft. But another unit with an ambiguous name has gone almost unnoticed. Colonel Mark Chidley commands the new intelligence group.
There's going to be more intelligence people on this base by a large magnitude than ever has been before.
As many as 250 intel officers will be collecting information on our enemies overseas, from terrorists to foreign governments that pose a threat.
We take the raw imagery that's provided from multiple sources, primarily satellite or other airborne platforms, to create target folders that gives an air crew, a combat crew, all the details they need to execute a commander's intent. Be it to destroy or to deter or to delay a particular target.
Think of it as an old-fashioned pilot's briefing. Before they go out on a bombing run, all the information they need to know about the objective is developed by intelligence officers. They'll have titles like image analysts, targeteers, and weaponeers. This 21st century warfare also has adversaries right here at home, in the anti-war movement.
I think this has very serious implications for our community.
Earlier this year, outside Iowa City, peace activist Brian Terrell joined protesters marching along Highway 6.
And they will be identifying targets, they will be surveilling, and they will be dropping 500-pound bombs and shooting Hellfire missiles.
I don't believe this is controversial in any way. We're basically doing the work to actually make sure we get it right, that there is very little collateral damage, that when we decide there's a militarily important target, that is the only thing that is struck, and that civilian casualties are eliminated or minimized to the very maximum extent.
This is an RPA, a remotely piloted aircraft, the better known component of Des Moines' new mission. The next generation of Iowa pilots will sit before computer consoles and command RPAs anywhere in the world. They will fly the most modern and most lethal unmanned aircraft ever made, the MQ-9 Reaper. It has a wingspan twice that of an F-16. The transition in Des Moines is exactly what happened in Fargo 6 years ago.
You know, it was forced upon us, and much like it's forced upon the 132nd, but it is a pretty good mission.
Colonel Bob Beckland is chief of staff for the Air Guard in North Dakota.
And it's not flying, so don't get me wrong there. It's not pulling high G's and racing around Iowa there at 300 knots all day long. But the job satisfaction that our crews get is high.
The RPAs provide eyes in the sky and firepower for combat missions far away. But blowing up things can have consequences even from the safety of Iowa. Colonel Beckland says pilots can even suffer from post-traumatic stress.
Now, there have been a few. The stuff we do is graphic because the imagery is so good.
The Air Wing said goodbye to their F-16s last month. The massive hangar stands empty, and the unit is preparing for its new round-the-clock mission. The conversion includes fighter pilots flying RPAs and mechanics becoming intelligence officers. The restructured squadron should be operational by the middle of next year. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.